Welcome back, my fellow food enthusiasts. This is Ben Harper, your guide to simple, delicious home cooking, and you're listening to another exciting episode of the Simple Recipe Box podcast. Today, we're diving into the world of Japanese snacks with a spicy twist. Get ready to master the art of making spicy salmon onigiri. Onigiri, or rice balls, are a staple in Japanese cuisine, loved for their simplicity and versatility. Today's recipe adds a fiery kick to this classic snack, perfect for spicing up your lunchbox or your snack time. Let's start with what you'll need. For this recipe, the freshest ingredients yield the best results. Here's your shopping list. Japanese short grain rice, the star for that perfect sticky texture. Salmon, which you can get fresh, canned, or even smoked, depending on your preference. Sriracha, or your favorite hot sauce to dial up the heat. Nori sheets, those seaweed wraps that add a sushi-like flair. And a pinch of salt and some water, that's it. With your ingredients ready, let's jump into the preparation. First, rinse your rice under cold water until it's clear. Cook it as per the package's instructions, but keep an eye on it. We want it perfectly sticky. Once cooked, let it cool slightly. It should be warm to the touch. Next up, the spicy salmon mix. In a bowl, flake your chosen salmon and mix it with a generous dollop of spicy mayo and a dash of soy sauce for that umami flavor. If you love the heat, a sprinkle of chili flakes will not disappoint. Now let's get our hands a little sticky. Wet your hands with water mixed with a bit of salt. This prevents sticking. Grab a handful of rice, press it flat on your palm, and create a small well in the center. Spoon some of your spicy salmon mixture into it. Then carefully cover it with more rice and shape it into a triangle or a ball, whichever you prefer. Wrap it up with a strip of nori for that quintessential onigiri look and added flavor. And voila, you've got yourself a delicious homemade spicy salmon onigiri. But wait, there's more to it than just making them. Serving and storing are just as important. Serve these onigiri at room temperature to let all those flavors shine. If you have leftovers, wrap them in plastic, and they'll keep in the fridge for a couple of days. Planning to eat them later? They can also be frozen and then gently reheated in the microwave. There you have it, folks. Spicy salmon onigiri, a simple, delicious treat that's sure to impress. Whether you're making a batch for a party or just a few for a snack, these rice balls are bound to be a hit. Don't forget, you can find the detailed recipe and step-by-step guide on our website, simplerecipebox.com. Try it out, share your creations with us, and keep those taste buds happy. Ben Harper, thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Simple Recipe Box. Join me next time as we continue to explore the joys of home cooking. Until then, keep cooking, keep experimenting, and keep enjoying food. Goodbye.